With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, everybody, it's Maria Boynton. We're talking about A Call to Manhood with Officer Bruce Griggs and our very own Greg Street. How you guys doing?
Doing great.
Great, great, great.
It's the 2019 Boys to Men Weekend Conference. So, Officer Griggs, what do y'all do at this conference?
Well, the first thing we do is we try to make sure that the young men in attendance understand coming in the door that the men, the responsible men in the community, care about them. That's the first thing we do, is show them that we care. But it's a night of fun activities. But they also get a chance to learn something. Like I said, Greg and I have been teaching this particular curriculum called the Alive and Free Curriculum, which utilizes the Boys in the Hood movie. We've been teaching that since 1995. And what we teach these kids is we give them the tools so they can eliminate violence out of their lives.
So, Greg Street, why did you start doing this? Why did you feel that it was a need for this?
Because if we show people, if we show young men the right way, in a way that they can understand it, they can take it and implement it into their lives. Like, one of the programs that we're getting ready to try to work on right now is with the city, with these kids stealing cars. Like, people don't realize these boys steal cars and sell them for $1,000, $1,500 just so they can buy clothes and stuff for the weekend. So a young man will catch you, Maria, at the gas station, take your car, and basically go give it away, because they don't understand. Instead of spending 2 or 3 years in jail, you can go spend 1.5, 2 years at Atlanta Metro and get a skill like air-conditioned refrigeration in a city like Atlanta. A person who really wants to work and does and really puts forth the effort, you can make anywhere from $10,000 to $25,000 a week in Atlanta doing AC and heat repair. So, and working on cars. How many people have accidents? How many people got cars that are not under warranty? So, doing mechanic work, doing AC, doing body and paint work on cars, medical techs, and just all types of fields that you can learn as a skill that these guys don't understand. That don't wait till you go to jail and spend 2 years or 5 years or 10 or 20 years in jail to learn how to read and learn how to understand what it is that you want to do. Because the two things that most of us learn in jail is religion, and we learn how to read. We didn't learn in school, but we'll learn when we get locked up. So take the time while you're free. You can be alive and free and do those same things, but also elevate yourself to the next level and have a career, have a prosperous life.
Well, you all have been doing this for years. You've been taking a chance with our young men. How do you get through to them? How do you work that out?
I think the way that you get through these kids is they have to know that you care about them. And one of the ways that we get through to them is some of the stuff that Greg has provided over the years. We've got celebrity entertainers and athletes that come from the music, sports, and entertainment industry here in Atlanta. And Greg has gotten a lot of his friends to come and participate. Those are the images and the people that these kids look up to. So we've got to know, because of Greg's connection with these guys, we've got them to come by. He's going to be having some of his friends come by this Friday. We also utilize the fact that we give them stuff. Mm-hmm. Instead of punishing kids all the time, we've got an incentive program that Greg hooked up with Adidas, and we provide them with stuff. You couldn't imagine how much giving them Adidas sneakers when a kid is doing his grades right. He's getting good grades. He's going to school every day. And then Greg pops up and gives him a brand new pair of sneakers. It doesn't sound like much, but to that kid, it's a big boost.
And you know, Greg, we always hear it's about how you make someone feel.
Yeah, of course. It has a whole lot to do with that. You know what I'm saying? It's like, if you're in class and you're not performing to the level of expectations of the system, sometimes you feel like you can't get to that level. You just need somebody to really just push you along and show you and teach you that, you know, a lot of people that you look up to, they wasn't straight A students, they wasn't AB students, but they were consistent in trying to be better. They were consistent in trying to develop themselves, whether it's ideas, whether it's talent, whatever they have as a gift. Teaching them how to tap into it and understand that whatever your gift is, if you spend enough quality time with it, it can become something that you will enjoy doing for the rest of your life. But not only that, you will get paid to do it.
So, Bruce, tell everybody again about A Call to Manhood. When, where, how do you get involved?
To get involved, you can call our emergency number because we've been getting calls all week. We've only got a few spaces left. Mm-hmm. The number is 404-889-3008. That's 404-889-3008. You can call the Andrew and Walter Young YMCA and inquire about the program. This is just the first step that we're doing. We're hoping to take this program because the violence, like Greg said, was with the slider crimes and the kids doing all this youth violence. It's not just in Fulton County where we're starting off with this program. It expands to all of the surrounding Metro Atlanta counties, and we're hoping that we can bring this program to some other counties also.
Okay, expanding the program. And Greg, you do so much in the community. For Greg Street, what is your hope? What is your goal overall when it comes to the community?
I mean, just to try to make it better. To try to make it better for everybody. Like, you know, we shouldn't have to feel like we got to live outside of our community to have a better place to be because we're scared to do this over here. We're scared to be over here. We're scared to be over there. Like, we can't do that. Like, we got to respect our stuff the same way people respect their stuff or the same way we respect others' stuff. We have to respect our stuff the same way in order to make it better because, I mean, we can do it. It's very easy. We just have to do it. And once people start seeing it being done, that's going to start a movement. Like, it's cool to be smart. It's cool to work hard. It's cool to understand that I have a talent that I need to tap into, not just being a rapper or a singer or a producer. I might be a manager. I might be a cook. I might be whatever you like to do. If you tap into it well enough, you will see that there is a bright future.
I just wanted to add, you know, with rest in peace to Brother John Singleton. I don't want to go too far without.
Yeah, because you all have been
talking about how we've been using
him.
This. Yeah, we've been using this movie for almost 20 years. Just close your eyes and imagine some of the scenes in this particular movie that we let the kids see. Because a lot of times these kids are going through things in their homes that they don't normally talk about. So we use this movie as therapy. We call it In the Mirror. Remember the first scene in the movie? We talk about division among youth, and that's going on right here in our community today. You remember when Trey was a little boy, he went to school, he was talking about Africa and all this, and the other boy called him a booty snatcher. And just because they came from different communities, they started fighting. All right? We're having those same problems in our community today. Also in the movie, you got the scene where Trey was dealing with the police, with police brutality, with the black policeman who was really giving him a rough time. You've got scenes in there where the fatherhood in the black community. Everybody's always trying to act like there are no black men in the black community. Look at Boys in the Hood. These are how black men take care of their black children. Look at the examples of motherhood in that movie. Angela Bassett playing the mother of Trey. Mm-hmm. She was working, but she took it upon herself. The movie was really about her turning her child, her son, into a man. She couldn't do it herself, so she took her son to his father, who was played by Lawrence Fishburne,
right,
to turn him into a man. Now, one of Trey's other buddies, Ricky, who got killed, his mother, she was a good lady, but she had kids, didn't have a father in the home, and she treated her two sons differently. And as a result, their lives ended up ending differently. So we've been using this movie for over 20 years to teach these kids this Alive and Free module. And they get a chance to see themselves in the movie, and we work through the issues that they have. We're going to be doing it every week, every Tuesday. This is just a kickoff. Starting every Tuesday at the Andrew Young YMCA, we're going to be having family night. So, you know, keep us in mind. If you know of a kid who's interested in getting in the gang, if they see that they're going that way, we're trying to reach them real early with the Street Academy. We're going to catch them early.
And how do they get in touch with you again?
Once again, give us a call at 404-889-3008. That's 404-889-3008. That's the Street Academy, keeping kids alive and free.
Officer Bruce Griggs, Greg Street, as always, great job. Thank you, guys.
Hello.
I'm Maria Boynton reporting.
Vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.